Page 27, Separation from Worldliness. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying godliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. James chapter 4, verse 4. Wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16. Page 28. The New Birth. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. 1 John chapter 2, verse 29, and chapter 5, verse 18. But you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11b. Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John chapter 3, verse 3. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the Word of God which lives and abides forever. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23.